It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. That excitement you can hear in my voice is because Greg Flamm is sitting here in studio. You know, we all own something that connects us to this great city, whether it's memorabilia or souvenir. We go out of our way to keep it from the trash bin. When we move, we take good care to move it with us. It's not junk. It's Chicago history. What do you have? Tonight, it's time for Swap Meet. It's like Chicago Antique Roadshow. You call in and impress us with what you have, and we tell you if it's worth anything. 312-981-7200. It's a chance to brag about the things we've collected over the years, and boy, do we like to brag. My guest tonight, Greg Flamm, goes by the name DuPage Picker. Good to see you, bud. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me back.
It's been a couple of weeks. We took the weeks off for the conventions, the political conventions, but we are back. The lines are lighting up now. 312-981-7200. This is so fun. And I remember the last time we were having so much fun last time you were on, just because there's so many people calling in about specific things.
Mm-hmm.
It almost in a weird way, I do get jealous in this way, because I'm like, that's cool that they have that, or they found that,
right,
and put it together. So it's pretty cool.
And what's great is it's evolving to where it's no longer just like Bears sign footballs and stuff. And people are calling in like, oh, I've got, you know, like Navy pair sign and,
right,
you know, just some odd stuff. And that's the cool stuff.
So you can call in 312-981-7200, or you can text either way. Greg always brings in goodies for us. What do you got? There's a couple of big themes, some things that you're working with. Let's talk about some of the stuff you brought in tonight.
Sure. I brought in, of course, some Olympic stuff with that starting, the 1980 L.A. mascot. And
what do you mean?
A book. This guy here.
What is that? It was the mascot for... Yeah, it's like an Uncle Sam duck.
And I think it was put out through 7-Eleven.
It's a stuffed animal, yeah. Okay.
And, you know... And then I got
that Dakin? Who made that?
I can't remember. It's made by Applause, but I don't know the name of the mascot, what they called
it.
Okay,
all right.
Anyway, and then there's a book that's with that. And then with Fest for Beatles Fans coming up next week, and I brought in some Beatles stuff.
Love it.
And then, of course, we got Bears training camp going, so I brought in some Bears stuff.
There's always a lot of Bears stuff.
Yeah, so I didn't bring in too much, you know, hardcore with that, because I figured people would call.
Well, you know, that brings me, I want to bring this up, because we actually had Rich Lenkoff on earlier in the week. He's doing the 85 Bears documentary. It's going to air on TTW at the end of the month. And what he was looking for was for Chicago Bears fans out there. That's an 85 Bears documentary wrapping up. If you have photos or video or anything related to the mid-80s Bears, they will give you a credit in the film.
Nice.
Their website's up. It's easy. Go to 85bearsdoc.com. But, sure. I mean, they're not looking for, do you have a tape of, you know, the best of Walter Payton.
Right.
They're looking for things that are going to be more B-roll that you can play, like training camp footage, or maybe
right.
You, as I mentioned earlier in the week, like, you know, if you and your mustachioed friends were watching the game. And
right, maybe he'll want my halftime flag for
exactly. If you have an Up With People flag.
Yeah.
Flag. All right, well, let's get to it. We've got a lot of good stuff. The Beatles Fest you mentioned, you got the Bears camp. Let's go for it. Let's go to, why don't we start with Glenn. Glenn, what do you got, Glenn?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
I have a 1938 Hull House yearbook. It's a soft magazine.
What do you mean by yearbook? Like who's at the Hull House?
No. Actually, it was. It didn't show the people at the Hull House. It showed the activities for that year, what was accomplished, and some of the teachers.
Okay.
It's soft back. It's 8.5 by 11. It's probably 15 pages. And
can I ask why you have it?
I bought it at a yard sale 20 years ago. I still got it.
Right. I'm just waiting for this to start, right?
I was waiting for your show.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, it's very unique. I can't put a price on it for you, but it's, you know, that's the type of stuff that I would probably pick up as well.
Do people buy that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, if the price is right, I'm sure he didn't pay $20 for it. I'm sure if it's a dollar or 50 cents or something, yeah, it's worth picking up.
But, I mean, if he put, let's say that Glenn was technically proficient, he sets up an eBay page, he does the whole thing. I mean, is there an audience for a Hull House yearbook from 1938?
I would think it's something that might take a while to sell, but I think it would sell within a year. You got to just throw enough stuff against the wall with eBay and then, you know, just sit and watch it for a while.
That's interesting. Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Adam. Adam, what do you got, Adam?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, Adam.
Thanks for calling.
All right. So I've got two tickets from the 92 Bulls game where they won it at the stadium.
All right.
It was the last game at the stadium. Both of them autographed separately by Jordan. Both of them PSA certified.
Wow. Yeah, that's
Uh-oh, we're
that's
talking
great.
Big time now.
Yeah, you got them certified. I would just keep them safe. I think they'll only go up in value. Just, you know, hold on to them. I don't know if you're in a hurry to sell it or not.
When you talk about sports memorabilia, and that's what this falls in the category, there's a whole other industry for that. That's
the kind of
thing where you can go to sports convention centers and or shows like that.
But, right.
But when you're talking about signed Michael Jordan stuff, especially when it relates to the stadium, and you put that stuff online, are people looking for that?
Yeah, and especially he's got it, you know, certified or authenticated, you know, so that helps, and it will definitely help sell it faster than non-authenticated
right.
or, you know, certified.
Well, yeah, I would hide that stuff under your bed, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hidden well.
Awesome.
good. Thanks, Adam. Thank you for that. That's good. I like that. Like I said, the last time I was on, I had a Michael Jordan autograph that I quickly ruined as a kid. I think
right.
I spilled high C on it.
Yeah, the only negative on that would he signed so much stuff that that's going to be the issue.
You know, that's a great question about anything in current sports.
Yeah.
You know, that market has become such a big thing, and any sports, anyone who's played from the 80s on has signed everything their entire life.
Yeah, what I would recommend is if you are looking to get something signed and turn around and sell it and get the most money, do not have the person put your name on it, like, you know, to Justin, just have him sign it, because it's worth more just with the signature than
are they
signed
familiar
to somebody.
With that though? I mean,
some are, and
they'll make sure
to, you know, to ask your name and then put your name
That's
on
hilarious.
It, and that kind of decreases it.
All right, let's go to Matt. Matt, what do you got, Matt?
Hey guys, it's hard as can be to get on this show, let me tell you.
Hey Matt.
Hey, so I was six, went to Wrigley Field for a game with my dad.
Okay.
At right behind the dugout seats. He was with one of his business friends. And the guy goes, "Hey Sammy, throw him a ball." Sammy Sosa signs a ball and throws it to me. Now when I was sitting down there, people around me were offering me $1,000 cash.
Wow.
I have a feeling I probably should have taken that at the time.
Yeah,
but,
now looking back, yeah.
you should have bartered there, kid.
Yeah, timing's everything.
What am I looking at? It's in perfect condition. I put it in a little case.
Is Sammy Sosa worth anything? Is it a question of his legacy?
Not much like these days. It may come around again, you know, if he maybe get some good graces with the Cubs again. You know that's going to be like get in the fold again with them. And it could go up at that point. But right now, I mean, I have some Sammy stuff and it's not moving.
And
it's very low. You know, it's low.
Is this pre or post bleached face?
What I have is post.
Have you seen Sammy lately? Have you seen him lately?
It's like watching Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
there
that's
you go.
A weird look. But I guess he's a big celebrity in wherever he's at, the Dominican.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
I should have taken $1,000.
You should have.
You know what? You're kicking your six-year-old self. Right. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
I have a good Sammy Sosa story, but I'll share it after the break. Greg Flamm in studio. We're doing Swap Meet 312-981-7200. You got some Chicago memorabilia that you'd like evaluated, some junk that you're like, should I get rid of this thing? Let me see what Greg thinks.
Yeah, maybe we'll swap for it.
Yeah, there you go. 312-981-7200. You can text or call. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. It's Swap Meet. Back to Thursdays. So excited to have Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker on Twitter with us. People are calling in right now. 312-981-7200. We're evaluating your Chicago junk. If this were not terrestrial radio, I'd use a different word for junk.
Okay.
All the stuff that's in your garage.
Right.
But there's some great stuff here. And it's really interesting, too, because what you really get out of here is a lot of people who have collected memorabilia, either they got it from somewhere or they themselves, with the sole purpose of it being worth something.
Right. And
yeah.
You know, I don't know what's, I mean, some people like, they have the signed stuff. They'll get it at a fundraiser or their, you know, some kind of charity
event.
Yeah,
like a silent auction type thing.
Yeah. And sometimes that's not as worth as much as, say, getting it, like, at the ballpark.
Mark just said, but I don't know. Like, there's something about, it just makes me think that every athlete who plays in any sort of sport in this generation has probably signed a gazillion things, right?
Yeah, and that's
how do you even make value off of that?
Right, and again, they put your name on it with their signature. Right. It's even
like
less
Peyton Manning, like it's gonna be worth nothing.
Oh yeah, I mean,
dude's probably signed. I mean, he's probably signed stuff every day for his kids.
That's probably why you know the older stuff is worth more because they didn't sign as much.
Let's get to the older stuff. Let's go to Pete. Pete, all right, Pete, what do you got, Pete?
Oh, I just wondered. I have to preface this story. My dad years ago was a chauffeur for the Chicago Fire Department.
Okay.
And the last day that Stan Musial played in Chicago, there was a Mayor Daley gave him the key to the city and everything, and my dad drove him around, and he signed the baseball. And of course, I was 8 or 9, and I took the baseball into the alley and played like everybody else. I wondered what a Stan Musial.
Oh, so now you're looking back.
Signed baseball.
This is a regret call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's definitely someone who didn't sign as much as the current players have sold, so that helps. And if you didn't scratch the signature too bad, playing with it, I said, maybe, I mean, that's a pretty rare item. I would maybe have that graded. I would have someone check that out and go from there.
See how that M holds up.
Right.
That's the way he actually does his M's.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Pete. That's interesting. I'm the same way. I feel like if I ever did, I think I got a Bill Buckner signed ball, and then I just hey guys, catch.
Yeah, we've all heard that story. Same thing with the baseball card and the spokes thing. You know,
right?
It's like
I'm not looking to make money. I'm just hey, I'm bringing my Buckner ball. All right, let's go to Georgia.
Hello.
Do you got, Georgia?
Hey, Georgia.
Hi, Georgia.
I've got a 1929 game ball.
Okay.
From the Lane Tech New York City Champs playoff in Wrigley Field.
Okay.
The Yankees were in town playing the Sox, and Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth signed my father's game ball. He played on the Lane Tech team.
That's awesome.
And then there's,
was Babe Ruth
kid,
ball.
So other people signed it as well.
Okay.
So it's not
like his friends?
Other baseball players.
Okay, good.
Again, that's another thing I would have that checked out.
Let me ask you, Georgia. I mean, is this the kind of thing that's glassed up on your credenza, or is this something that's hanging out in the garage? How special is this item to you?
It's always been kept away, along with Grant Park Baseball League. He was then recruited to work in the Marshall Field store for men to play ball in the Grant Park League.
Wow.
So I have a trophy for that.
Okay.
Chicago Park District Sports Medals. The Lane Tech memorabilia has already been given to their alumni association, and there's a Crane letter sweater.
That's awesome.
That's nice that you donated.
I'm not donating the Garrett ball.
Right. No, I definitely
give that to Will. Don't give that to Goodwill.
It sounds like it's pretty special to you. I would
Yeah.
Do you have it a special baseball acrylic case, or is it
not
just
anymore?
Yeah.
It's packed away.
Okay.
I've recently moved. So
but you brought it with
who does the grading?
You gotta go to if you go on the internet and put in grading sports memorabilia, there'll be a million places that do it.
Yeah, and you could just walk into a sports memorabilia store, too, and they'll lead you somewhere to get it graded.
Is there a upcoming Chicago sports memorabilia auction that you know of?
Not offhand. I do know they come through, quite often, probably 4 or 5 times a year at one of the hotels, like Holiday Inns and stuff like that. So you could probably Google that and find that out. Relatively
and am
fast.
I using the right terminology?
Yep, you're all over it.
Chicago Sports Memorial.
G-O-O-G-O.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, sounds
bye.
Good. Thanks,
Thank
Georgia.
You.
That's interesting. I should have asked her because my grandpa was the same thing. He played in, I'm sure a lot of Chicago grandpas played in the Wrigley Field sort of, public league championships and played with different places, but that was always a thing. He was a catcher.
It's funny. Until doing the show, I'd never heard of that Lane Tech thing, and now we've had a couple calls with that, so that's cool.
It's I don't know if it was specifically if Lane Tech was the name of the Little League or if it was a Little League kind of thing or if it was a high school team that played in the public league kind of baseball championship.
Sure.
All right, let me go to some of the texts here. 312-981-7200. We're playing Swap Meet. You got something you want evaluated. You want to brag about what you got in your garage. All right, let's go to the, let me go all the way down here and start this up. All right, 708, 1979 Honky Fest t-shirt.
That is...
Thanks, Jane. They're talking about Jane Byrne.
Right.
And then they say it's embarrassing that they have it.
I have to say, though, she had better rock bands at her festivals.
I mean, it was called right. Honky Fest.
Yeah.
What is that?
I
looked it up just now, and it's a precursor to like the Blues Fest?
Wow.
Honky Fest. Sounds terrible.
Yeah, I don't think they can get away with that these days.
Yeah. It was organized a boycott. Jane Byrne, that's what it was. Looking back, I'm looking at an article that said that, Jane Byrne's Honky Fest was organized a boycott of the event. So it might have actually been sort of making fun of her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. All right, 847, I have a white t-shirt with Chicago on the front and number 23 on the back, signed by Jordan, Hester, Sandberg, and Versteeg. Which one doesn't...
Right, which one of these doesn't block?
Which one's not like the other?
Yeah, but, you know, that's kind of cool that they have that. And I
How
think
do you
that's,
do that?
That's probably something done at a charity event.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, that's a lot of going to different locker rooms.
Right, yeah.
Now, who's number 23 in here? Thing. Can we get anybody in here looking for number 23s?
Yep.
So that's the kind of thing that was engineered in some way for a silent auction.
Right. But it's kind of unique. I mean, it's all 23, so that's cool, I guess, except for one.
262 says the original Air Jordans in the box.
Yeah, those,
never worn.
That's
signed by Michael himself.
There you go.
I was going to say Pippen.
Yeah.
That's gold?
any Air Jordans in the box, never worn, is gold. I mean, you can pretty much get a lot of money for those. And even if they're worn, people are still paying big bucks
like
for them.
The old ones, the red and black ones.
Yeah, any Air Jordans, even if they were worn, they're
What about a pair of really, really old Andre Agassi Nikes? I feel like that was more my style, like with the aqua and orange.
That's a select market there, yeah.
You know, that was my style. Everyone was going Jordans. I'm like, nah, I'm more tennis guy. See, I'm cool tennis guy.
You zigged when everyone said
Yeah, exactly. That's just... That's, all right. 312. This seems to be a joke. I got a Dennis Rodman autographed and pierced used jock strap.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Real classy. 773. I have three connected sequentially numbered chairs from Soldier Field before the renovation in 2003.
Yeah. Those are nice. And most people just hang on to those. I mean, I'm sure they're worth something, but most people, like with the old Comiskey Park, they have those. And, you know, they
hear a lot of that. Like it seems like it was the thing to grab a chair,
right?
And put it in your basement, right?
Yeah, and it's cooler than maybe a brick from old Comiskey. You know, it's something, you know, looks a little bit nicer than just a brick on a shelf somewhere.
Right. I know. I feel like I've failed. Like I have an extra room in my place, and I don't do. I just need to outfit it with a bunch of this stuff, like a lot of glassed stuff.
2 weekends of estate sales and garage sales, and you're done.
I'm with you. I'm just going to have whatever's there.
I pass up so much of that stuff.
A ton of stuff from the 1970 Pope visit, 1976. Right. I'm like, and you could see here my Pope collection.
Right.
847 says they have a waitress outfit from the Schlitz Beer Garden from the 1939 World's Fair.
Wow. Well, I mean, if it says World's Fair on it, then yeah, it's worth something. But if it's just like their word that it's a, you know, waitress outfit.
Waitress outfit. So, like, almost like dressing up like a German kind of lederhosen kind of thing, probably?
I would guess, yeah. But hopefully it has some kind of writing on it or something.
All right. Swap Meet, playing it tonight, 312-981-7200. If you got something you'd like to have us evaluate, you want to tell us, you want to brag about the Chicago memorabilia that you've kept with you your entire life, now's the time to call, 312-981-7200. You can text as well. Greg Flamm. At DuPage Picker on Twitter. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the news. More of Swap Meet. Stay with us. It's Download here on WGN Radio. Tonight at Swap Meet, Greg Flamm is here. At DuPage Picker on Twitter. You had a big day today. You were, this is what you do. I mean, you go out to different estate sales and...
Right,
different places to try and find stuff that you can resell.
Right. It's sometimes it's hit or miss. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 weeks to hit upon a good sale. But that's the thrill of it. You know, there's you know, people name their estate sale companies, The Thrill of the Hunt, or That's Worth How Much. You know, they come up with all these things of, you know, because that's really what it is. It's kind of a, you know, to me, it's like gambling almost. You know, it's like finding something for 50 cents and selling it for 100 or 200. So, yeah, today was okay. You know, signed up at 6 in the morning and it didn't start till 10, but at least I didn't have to wait.
What does that mean? Well, sign up at 6? You go to an estate sale and sign up?
It's called a watch list. Like whoever shows up at the sale first, they have to stay there with the list. So you don't want to be the first guy. You want to be the second guy because then you get to sign up and you can go and run around other errands or whatever and come back when the sale opens.
Like the first person in line has
to
hold the...
And the first person has to stay there with the list until they open the doors. Otherwise... You know, you can't just post a list on a door because you can't trust people with that. So you got to have a watch list.
It's a tight-knit community. You guys trust each other.
And I would hear the stories from, you know, the old-timers who were like, I remember when you could just walk up to an estate sale, walk right in. And now, like today, there was probably about 30 people before it opened.
Really?
And that's not even the worst. I've seen some that have like 50 to 70. You know?
Like everybody in the same concept trying to find that rough diamond in the
rough. Yeah, and everyone's into their thing. Some people are into furniture. Some people are into jewelry, you know, toys, whatever, you know.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's fun.
You know what I'm into? Mine would be a political wristwatch. Let's bring in Terry. Terry, what do you got, Terry?
I have a wristwatch that I got at a dinner for Mayor Daley.
Yes!
Wow. It was about 69, 70. I'm not quite sure the date. I could probably find that out if I Googled
it. So the old man Daley, the original
Daley. The old man Daley, yeah.
It was. Did they give you a wristwatch? Was it like his face on it, like a Mickey Mouse kind of thing?
Yes, like Mickey Mouse. He's in a green suit. He's got a Chicago flag in one hand and an American flag in the other.
So when you were there, were there a lot of these given out, or was it just a select few?
They were like $20 a piece.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, it was billed as the biggest sit-down dinner ever.
Okay.
It was in McCormick Place.
And back then, $20, yeah, it was a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot.
And, yeah, it's
unique.
It still works?
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
If you put that, I mean, Terry, that's the kind of thing I would just say, you wouldn't want to lose that thing. You ain't going to sell that thing.
No, I used to wear it when I would go vote when I lived
there.
There
you go.
I loved it.
We don't need those stinking stickers that
Terry,
we voted.
I love it. That's what I'm talking about. If I were in this game, if I were an estate sale guy, I'd be looking for Mayor Daley wristwatch all day.
I'll have to keep my eye out for that.
Yeah. Terry, thanks for that. That's great.
Good find.
Very cool.
That's very cool.
It was all union people that were there. It was very cool.
Oh, great. That's a cool wristwatch.
Good
Thank
for you.
For calling. Okay, so let's go to, there you go. Yeah. Now we're getting somewhere. Let's go to Jamie. Jamie, what do you got, Jamie?
Hello.
Hey.
I have the Black and Blues Brothers Chevy poster that they sent out.
There we go.
That they gave away.
It's not a swap meet until we get a Black and Blues Bruce Brothers.
I could tell you you're probably looking about $15, $20. They're, you know.
Well, fully autographed by all
of them, yeah.
Line.
Well, there you go. Now go have it checked out. Yeah, definitely have that
checked out.
Where
did you get the poster?
Well, it was the Chevy dealers were giving them out.
Right.
And our neighbor was Steve Fuller, and he took them down and got them autographed for my kids.
So great.
Steve is the best. That is awesome. I mean, who would do that, right?
That is a great thing. And that you know, you hear stories about the 85 Bears, you know, from Walter Payton to Steve Fuller having this sort of, you know, like...
Right.
I'll go down and get the guys to sign this for my neighbor's kids. It doesn't feel like you get that anymore.
Do you have it framed, or how are you storing it?
Yes, we have them framed. But unfortunately, they say to Trevor and to Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, you know, there's still enough signatures on there, and it's 85 Bears. Any of that stuff sells quickly if you were to sell it. But sounds like that's something you probably want to keep.
Jamie, I was hoping that you were going to say they were bent and rubber band.
Yeah,
that's how I keep all my posters.
Right.
I read
online you can actually iron posters.
Really?
I found like an old 70s Kiss poster and read online how to fix a wrinkled poster, and they said iron it. Put a towel over it and you can iron it, and it's not as good as new, but it's better than
And you
what
thought
it was.
This was just about Chicago memorabilia. Now we're giving you life hacks.
Right.
Yeah, how to iron a folded wrinkly poster.
And toothpaste will get scratches out of like acrylic. Just rubbing, like taking a glass cloth with some toothpaste.
Thanks, Jamie. So. Thanks for that. Also, I mean, this is good. This is like, I feel like there's new life for my Lamborghini poster.
Right.
You know?
I thought she was going to say it's like stained because she kept it in the basement and water or moisture. Right. That's usually what happens with stuff that's framed. Just that little bit of moisture gets in there and starts leaving watermarks, and that's the end of that.
All right, let's go to Al. Al, what do you got, Al?
Oh, well, I have an autographed book from Muhammad Ali to my grandfather.
Wow.
The story behind the book is my uncle, who was the manager on 127th and Pulaski, the driver's, whatever you call it, where you get your driver's license and stuff.
Okay.
Anyways, Muhammad Ali came in there. I guess there's a line he has to talk to the manager. Stepped into my uncle's office, and they were talking, and he wanted to get his driver's license renewed. So my uncle happened to mention January 17th is your birthday, so it's my dad's, which is my grandfather, and he ordered his bodyguard to go to the car and brought a book, I Am the Greatest, and autographed it to my
There you go.
That's awesome, yeah. Muhammad Ali is...
birthday. And good luck to you, and I don't know what else. It was a short short paragraph.
That's nice, though.
You know.
Right. That's obviously something you want to keep, and I would definitely store that safely.
Thanks, Al. Thanks for that. I feel like most Chicago memorabilia is taking place in car dealerships. Right? It just seems like, yeah, I got this great thing when I went and bought a Chevy.
There you go. It's the...
I don't know. I went and bought the new line of Corsicas.
It's the bait and to get you in there.
And they... Let's go to Bob. Bob, what do you got, Bob? Tell me something good.
Hi, I've got two Charlie the Tuna lamps from the late 60s.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
We had someone with this last week, still, I think, two weeks ago.
Still the original lampshades, and lamps still work. I use them every day.
Yeah, I would tell you that is worth something because I've sold a Charlie Tuna cookie jar before for like
what?
Big money. Yeah, what? Like $100. I mean,
what is it about Charlie Tuna that
it's advertising?
Is it just because it's iconic advertising?
Yeah, iconic advertising. It's kind of a crossover. It's a cookie jar. It's advertising. It's vintage as well, probably. So you get the crossover with that, and that's creates the value, I guess.
There you go. All right. Well,
any idea on what they might be worth?
I don't know. I mean,
I have no idea, but I'm sure they're worth something. I would guess 150 maybe for both.
Really? How do you know specifically?
Just
on
advertising.
Charlie the Tuna lamps.
Yeah, just advertising. You know how tall the lamps are? I mean, tabletop or what? How tall would you say?
They'd be probably about 18 inches tall.
Yeah, that's pretty big. Definitely 150 or more. You can just Google or eBay search.
I think we found what Greg's into.
Yeah, I like the odd stuff. You know that.
Hey, man, I got this signed poster, Michael Jordan. You're like, I don't know what to do with that.
I see
Charlie the Tuna lamp. You're like, how tall?
I'm all over it, yeah. Yep.
Thanks, Bob. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue Swap Meet. 312-981-7200. Call in. You got to tell us what you got. Tell us something that you're proud of, piece of Chicago memorabilia, some stuff that you got in the basement, garage.
Yep, or kitchen.
Or kitchen, yeah. It could be in the kitchen. It could be in the cookie jar.
Right.
Tell us all about that. 312-981-7200. You can text or call Greg Flamm in studio. He's on Twitter at DuPagePicker. All right, we'll come back. Stay with us. It's Download here. Swap Meet, Thursday nights, 312-981-7200. Having a lot of fun tonight with Greg Flamm. And you, the listener, calling in, texting the Chicago memorabilia, the Chicago stuff, Chicago junk that you might have in the drawer, in the basement, in the garage, maybe under the car seat.
Some of the best stuff I find is like people's junk drawers, like with all the pens and everything in there. I mean, there'll be like some rare presidential button or an old radio station button.
Or oversized dime.
Right.
Like we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going here. Let's go to Gene. Gene, what do you got, Gene?
Hey there.
Hey.
I have a Elton John, one of his albums that was platinum, like his fifth or sixth album was in the 90s, late 90s. And it's signed by him, and it's in a big glass picture frame. It's like by 15 by 29 picture frame. And it's under my bed because I have no idea what to do with this thing.
Yeah, right. It sounds like it's one of those things you have nothing, you don't know what to do with.
Right. And is it like platinum or gold? Which, what is it?
It's in a gold banner and everything.
It's purple sprinkly.
Right.
It's for Elton John.
I know somebody from your radio station is a very big fan of Elton John, and I was thinking of calling in.
Yeah, Elton John, you got to call when Elton John's
on. That's not a bad idea. You know, that might be a good way to get rid of it, because I'm not even sure.
If it's under my bed, I could care less about it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, Greg is the guy who knows if that's worth anything.
I'm sure it's worth more than selling at a garage sale, put it that way, because you will not get what it's worth at a garage sale. So look online and, you know, compare it to some others and have a friend list it if you don't have an account, because you'll get more online than a garage sale.
You will be able to, Gene. It might be worth something. And just think of it this way. For the amount of work that you put in to sell it and you get that money, that could be like pizza night.
Pizza night, for sure.
You know, and then you get pizza night out of it.
Yep.
You just got to watch the Olympics and have a little pizza.
You trade that, right? You trade it like a dinner for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There you go, Gene. Thanks, Gene.
Thank you.
Let's go to Al. Al, what do you got, Al?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Al.
Hi, Al. Welcome to Swap Meet. What do you have?
I have a light bulb about the size of a 60-watt bulb that's 82 years old, and it has the image of Mickey Mouse inside of it.
Wow.
When you turn it on at night, it glows. It's a night light that my brother
still, does it still work?
Was born.
Does it still work?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes, man.
I've heard about those. That's something I haven't seen, and because it's Disney, I'm sure it's worth quite a bit.
Yeah, they like that stuff. Disney.
Yeah, Disney people.
Aficionados love Disney.
Especially vintage Disney. Obviously, after 85, not much. But, but that would definitely, I would look that up.
I also, you know, as the environmentalist that I am, I think you might want to replace that bulb with halogen.
I don't use it.
I'm sure they can make like Mickey ears with the new halogen.
Yeah, right. The bulbs today, they're just so much more efficient. Thanks,
it's
Al.
One other item I have is a car my grandmother gave me, again, 70 years ago. Still works. It's about 7 inches long. You wind it up, and it has gears, so you can actually run it through four different gears, and you can push the clutch, and then you can put it into reverse.
Wow.
You can? And the car is like a 7-inch car?
Yeah.
Is it like a tin, like litho type car?
A metal car, a convertible.
Okay.
Probably made in Germany or something.
Like yeah.
That's where my grandmother was from.
Yeah, I'm sure that's worth
and
something.
And that still works too.
Yeah, well, I will say one thing. Thanks, Al. I'll give Al a lot of credit for keeping that stuff working. That's 82 years old on
a light bulb. That's
light
insane
bulb.
For it to be working.
What are you doing,
Al?
You made a deal with the devil there. That thing's not supposed to last more than 8 months, and you got it 82 years. Way to go.
It might have been a limited edition to Walt Disney, you know, so they had to make them last forever.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Autographed 708 says, an autograph by Bobby Hull, 62-63 Chicago Stadium program. What's most interesting about it? The number of the uniform, number 16. That must have been an earlier number for him.
Yeah, I definitely would have that checked out. And
yeah, that's cool. And they sent a picture.
Preserve that, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Just to see it is cool. You know what I find interesting about it is Blackhawks is not a compound word.
Okay.
In the Chicago Stadium Review 1962-63 season, it's Black Space Hawks.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along the line, they're like a marketing person's like, yeah, we'll change it.
Right.
We'll make it one word.
Right, that little space that costs money in advertising.
Yeah,
you know, it's
right.
Like,
you got to count the space now. You got to tighten it up.
Well, you know the words.
Yeah. 224, I have a Crest toothpaste Sparkle Man telephone given to me at the Chicago Dental Society convention in 1988. You know, when just because you were there.
Right.
That feels like it's a dentist.
Yeah.
Unless maybe they just do it for fun. Maybe they're really into teeth. They go to the Dental Society conventions.
I would look it up, though. I would probably throw it in my box of stuff and, you know.
How much of the stuff when you throw it in your box of stuff doesn't make it out of this, you get rid of it?
I'd say less than 5%, to be honest.
Really?
I find a way to either, if I don't sell it by itself, I'll save it and bundle it with some other things, you know, at a later date.
Hmm. 847 says they have an autograph of Jake LaMotta from PJ Clarkson, New York.
Yeah, that's, again, if he just signed it without putting the person's name, it would be worth a little bit more, but.
Jake LaMotta's the actor.
Right. Raging Bull.
So PJ Clark's brother got the, like he was eating dinner?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, that's,
that or they like, might have had the fundraiser thing or charity thing.
Trying to finish my steak here. Got a program from, this is 224, from a Chicago celebrity softball game, 1994, signed by Minnie Minoso, Jesse White, and Suzanne Rico, Channel 7 News.
Wow.
1994.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you if, how much that's worth. It sounds like something you might want to keep because you were right at that event. So.
Yeah, right. 630, a Disney rotary phone. Okay.
Yep. The 70s and 81, those are worth more than the current ones.
414, I have a trinket from Riverview Park. It's a small brass dog on a marble block that says Riverview Park on a small metal sign.
Yeah, that's,
on the marble block.
That's good. Any amusement park stuff is great, and obviously Riverview, that stuff always sells.
It does.
At least it's not the common frame with the ticket stubs around. That's very common. I see that almost every 2 weeks somewhere.
And then 773 is, I have a framed 1963 poster from the Park West Antique Fair in Lincoln Park, 1963.
Yeah, that's cool. People would, you know.
Framed.
Decorating, and that would be something someone would be drawn to.
All right, Linda, what do you got, Linda? What are you bringing to the table tonight?
Well, I got this crazy Richard Nixon statuesque transistor radio.
Wow.
That my father got for making a donation to his campaign.
Wow. Does it have any writing on it?
Yeah, it just has the Republican nominee thing, you know, and the date. But my only disappointment with it is, I mean, it's a statue of him, and he's got his arms way out, you know, just so like he's ready to say, I am not a crook.
There you go. Is the radio like in the base of it, or is it all like one?
Yeah, standing on a pedestal, and the radio's in the on the base, and we have it on our bar in the basement. Everybody that comes over wants it.
Well, this must be the earlier sort of era of politics when you would give money to a campaign and they'd give you a statue as opposed to a job.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think they still do that.
They still do they?
I could tell you, I think I have the Elvis version of that where the radio's in the base and then it's just kind of like a doll type looking thing.
Because you
on
gave
top.
Money to Elvis?
Yeah,
but
ultimately, didn't we all?
Didn't we all? Thanks, Linda. Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
You.
That's a good one.
Bye.
I like that one. All right, Jenny, what do you got? Jenny, what do you got?
I have a baseball signed by most of the Cubs in 1967.
Mm, wow!
With Ernie Banks and everybody.
What do you? How do you have it? Is it like? Is it framed
was a baseball.
And? Yeah, I know, but is it framed in your house? Where do you keep it?
No, I don't have it framed. I just got it in a drawer.
Okay, I love it. You're going through looking for some pencils, and you find the 1967 Cubs.
Were you?
I have that. What happened is they showed up. They were doing a big promotion at some car dealership, and they were all there, and I was working there.
See, well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, you could verify, you know, that you saw them actually signed it. So that's cool.
Yeah, I was there. I mean, see, I didn't think much of it then. You know what I mean? That's like about how many years ago? 40 years ago, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
And at least you can verify that they sold it. Like we discussed before, some of these team balls, you know, they have signers and they're not the real person signing it. And also we discussed that sometimes one or two signatures is worth more than the whole team signing it.
All right.
Yeah.
So you got something decent there.
Something decent. All right, Jenny. Thank you for that. I like that. Well, 847 clarifies the Jake LaMotta situation. He was eating there, and I guess he liked me. He did sign it to me.
He's got that going for him.
He did sign it to him.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Again, with the personalized signature.
All right. So let's get through these texts, and then we'll wrap it up here. Mm-hmm. Time Life magazine with Stalin on the cover around 1945.
Yeah, I'd say $20 or less.
Signed Ryan Sandberg jersey, pictures of my dad pointing where to sign. It was a birthday gift.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to sell that. I mean, it's pretty personal. You want to just probably keep that.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, the other people don't know what that person means, and they're like, it's not worth anything.
Yeah.
Let's see. 1963, here comes the Beatles magazine from England.
Yeah, that's...
That's here. Beatles Fest is next week.
Right. I couldn't put a dollar on that. I don't know. I'd have to look that one up, but I would guess $16 maybe.
There you go. And finally, let's do Dan. Dan, what do you got, Dan? Dan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Dan, what do you have?
I have an original set of plans from the 70s. I was working for a construction company in Addison, and they were going to extend I-190 to get off at Lake Street in Addison to build the Bears' new facility.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the White Sox team, yeah.
Well, I don't remember if the White Sox had something to do with it. I mean, I've got the plans all rolled up. I mean, we were allowed to bid on the work to have that done. And Addison rejected they didn't want it there because they said it's too much congestion.
Right. Yeah, and I remember that. I remember them discussing that.
Yeah. I've got the original set of plans showing the Dome Stadium, another soccer field. The Dome Stadium was going to have the movable top.
Right.
Really,
next Thursday, maybe have someone take a picture and text that in, because I really like to see that. And if it's suitable for framing, someone would definitely want that. You know, that's pretty cool.
What does something like that go for?
It's about 40 pages. It's 40 big sheets, you know, like 3x5 sheets.
Yeah. You got to frame them all.
There you go. Michael's or Hobby Lobby. There you go.
You got to go to Hobby Lobby, Dan.
Where's our bell for the plug?
That would be neat if it was really worth something. I never thought about it, but you know what? The Bears wanted to move out there.
Yeah, they did. That is interesting. That's a good piece of history. Thanks, Dan.
Right.
I wonder, though, because, I mean, do blueprints and plans and that kind of stuff
people frame those?
Really?
Yeah, they do. Like I said, if he had 30 pages, I would take the one that looks like the best type of blueprint or the best area where it shows everything in one and get that framed, maybe.
All right, where are you going to be this week? You got anything going on?
Wednesday, if the weather's nice, I'll be at the Darien Farmer and Flea Market on 75th and Fairview at the Park District there.
Okay.
And they do that every Wednesday till Labor Day, if weather permitting.
All right. Greg Flam, at DuPage Picker, Swap Meet, another successful one. The last thing I say, 847 says, I am a female, the Jake LaMotta signed piece, because I had said, because it said Jake. But I think she meant LaMotta. Point being, she said he was eating there, and I guess he liked me. He signed it to me. Yeah, well, there might be something there.
Yeah, why were we thinking male?
Yeah, I don't know. I like you, kid. I'm signing up. Greg, great hour. Awesome. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me. Bye.